So we're living in a world where AI systems know more about us than our own mothers do, yet we still expect them to respect our privacy. Talk about an awkward family dinner. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. There's a high-stakes tug-of-war happening right now between AI development and privacy laws, and neither side wants to let go. On one end, we have companies building AI systems that are absolutely ravenous for data. Your photos, your messages, your embarrassing search history from 2016, all of it. On the other end, we have regulations like GDPR in Europe essentially saying, "Whoa there, slow down, that's people's personal information you're hoarding." Here's where it gets interesting. This isn't just about compliance paperwork. The fundamental issue is something experts call the privacy utility trade-off. Basically, the less personal data an AI system has, the more privacy friendly it is, but also potentially the dumber it gets. It's like trying to teach someone to recognize faces while blindfolded. Technically more respectful of people's privacy, but good luck getting results. And honestly, I think this tension is creating some fascinating innovation. Companies are being forced to get creative. They're developing techniques like synthetic data, essentially fake data that looks real enough to train AI systems without exposing actual personal information. Think of it as teaching an AI using a sophisticated simulation rather than real people's data. Big tech is already using this approach to build models that can stay on the right side of privacy laws while still being useful. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching this main privacy battle play out, something else was happening quietly in the background. AI itself is becoming both the problem and the solution to privacy concerns. On one hand, AI makes privacy violations so much worse. It can generate deep fakes that expose people's data in new ways. It enables mass surveillance that would make George Orwell say, "I told you so," and it can make inferences about you that you never consented to. Like that time Target figured out a teenager was pregnant before her father did. Except now, multiply that creepiness by 1,000. But on the flip side, AI is becoming our best privacy defender. Companies are building AI systems that automatically detect data breaches, anonymize sensitive information, and even manage consent in ways humans never could. It's like fighting fire with fire, or in this case, fighting AI with AI. The real kicker: most privacy laws were written before modern AI existed. The GDPR, which is considered the gold standard, came into effect in 2018. Ancient history in AI time. These laws talk about purpose limitation and data minimization, while AI developers are thinking, "But we need all the data for our model to work properly." It's like trying to regulate smartphones with rules written for rotary phones. Quick hits before we go. Federated learning is gaining traction as a way to train AI models without centralizing sensitive data, keeping your information on your device. Workplace surveillance AI is creating major trust issues between employers and employees, with 65% of workers reporting increased anxiety when monitored. And someone on Reddit pointed out that the same companies selling AI privacy solutions are often the ones creating AI privacy problems in the first place. Irony much? That's your blend for today. The battle between AI advancement and privacy protection isn't going away. But the most exciting innovations might come from seeing these forces not as enemies, but as necessary counterweights. Maybe the question isn't whether AI and privacy can coexist, but how they might actually make each other better. I'll see you tomorrow.